systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, September 16th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. This is episode number 246, the Wednesday night show. We have a couple guests. One of them is mic'd. This is my friend, Timmy. How you doing, Timmy?
Pretty good, Matt.
Yeah? You look like... I'm so sorry. I haven't seen you. If you guys remember, and real quick before we get into that, thejamhole.com/feedback. You guys can type stuff, and I'll see it here and read it, or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. Anyway, I haven't seen you since before you got shot up. What do they call it in the ghetto? Wet up.
What up?
Before you got caught half-stepping with your weapon on safety.
Whoa.
But you look like healthy and alive, and you know, you were smiling and everything was cool. And now, you don't look very good, dude. What happened?
He's smaller.
You lost a little weight.
I lost 40 pounds.
Really? Is that all due to the surgeries? Like, is that 40 pounds of guts?
No, I don't know. I just couldn't eat for like a month.
Really? Did they have you hooked up to like IVs and shit?
Yeah, they have. They put like a feeding tube in me.
Wow. But did you? I have to ask. I'm sorry if this hurts you, but did they have a catheter?
They did.
Oh, is that as awful as I think it is, dude?
Dude, it was like my fucking pinky and my cock.
Let me tell you something, dude. I've never had an STD test before. And some smartasses in the chat were like, if we donate money, will you go get one? And I was like, ah, fuck, I guess for like $100. They're like, if three people donate $33, will you do it? And I was like, yeah. Thinking like, yeah, right, like they're going to donate $100, right? They fucking did. And I got a Q-tip shoved in my pee hole, and that was awful, but it was so small, dude. I couldn't imagine a catheter. Like
size of my pinky.
I know, it goes in your dick hole, right? I'm not...
Yeah, like 10 inches.
Just curious.
Up into your shit, man.
Fuck. Matt. I would rather them drill a hole into, like, my stomach and reach down into the bladder than go through my pee hole.
Now, I'm curious, though. When you have a catheter in, can you control pissing? Can you, like, be like, no, I don't want to pee?
It just comes out.
It feels like you're always pissing, that you always gotta piss, and that you can't do it.
Really?
They're like, really?
You are peeing.
Were you awake Weird. When they put that in?
Nah.
So you just woke up and you're like, wow, my dick feels big. Oh, fuck, what is that? Shit.
Oh, God.
Why is my dick plastic? And what is this bag? Are those my nuts? Tell me those aren't my nuts in that bag. Fuck. So, yeah, if you guys remember a long time ago, what episode? I should have done my research.
Fuck, dude. Like,
it was a bad luck one.
Was it called Bad Luck?
Yeah.
That a boy.
All right.
So, if you go to thejamhole.com, you can use the handy-dandy search box there. Type in bad luck, probably in quotes, to bring you right to the episode that we talked about this on. But the story, when I was delivering, and I was in one of these offices, and I saw a newspaper there, and it said something about a shooting in Summers, and I used to live there, and I know people there, so I was curious, and I looked, and I saw the name, and it was my friend Tim, and I flipped the paper over, and there was a picture of his house. I was like, holy shit, my friend Tim got capped on. And you know, honestly, like, out of all my friends when I was growing up and when I lived, you know, out by the airport and stuff, if I had to pick one that I would say this kid is probably definitely going to be shot at some point in time, I would have picked your brother.
No shit.
And then I would have picked you. Just,
that's messed up.
Well, dude. It is, but, like, ever since I've known you, you've always had just bad luck. Like, wrong place, wrong time. Like, you were the nicest kid I've probably ever met, and you have the worst luck ever.
Hello.
I'm sorry for that.
That like, sucks.
That
me
hurts
too.
Me, dude. But, yeah, like, a long time ago, I was living at this house out by the airport with Holly. You guys remember who that is? And she met you, right? And
yep.
Then that's how I met you.
I worked with her at Tri-City, yeah.
Right, at Tri-City, because she thought it was awesome that another Mexican worked there, because she was Mexican, and you guys, like, instantly had a connection. And, like, it to me, like, the first time we went to your house, it was, like, the stereotypical Mexican family. Like,
a whole bunch of people crammed in one little place.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the brothers, the mom, the dad, the grandma, and that's how Mexicans do it. Like, the Mexican side of my family, that's how they live. They all just live close. Like, family's a big thing for them.
Hey, I had neighbors that were Mexican, dude. There was a mom, a dad, a cousin, an uncle, four kids, a dog, and chickens. Dude, they had chickens in the backyard. It was crazy, dude. The Mexicans next door to my house, horrible. Horrible.
Did you guys ever have chickens in the backyard?
Yeah, chickens, rabbits.
Cars up on blocks. I remember that.
Yep.
So,
show enough.
Fucking A. So, like I was saying, you would always, like, randomly call up and be like, I just got in a fight with my parents, or I just got in a fight with the neighbor across the street. And it always seemed like when you weren't hanging out with us, you were getting into some shit. But when you were hanging out with us, everything was cool. Like, you were
nothing
safe.
Nothing happened, yeah.
We took care of you.
Burger says, question, has the scars gotten you laid?
Not yet.
They will
I
once.
I think he's too weak to get laid right now,
well,
dude.
And you have to remember, Timmy is, you're 18, 19 now?
18.
So he's not, like, out going to bars and shit. Although, with that beard, I gotta say.
I bought beer, like, 2 days ago.
Did you?
He was at least, like, 24, dude. Seriously.
Really?
I thought he was my age, dude.
When I first met him, he just, like, little baby face. I was like, this kid's, like, 14, dude. And Holly was like,
almost
no,
14,
he's,
dude.
He's 16. Were you 14
yeah,
or 16 when we met?
Yeah, I Tri-City, I was 14.
Fuck.
Oh,
how did you get a job at Tri-City being 14?
Because my friend's mom was a boss.
Mm-hmm. So, let's go through a couple things. You used to have a neighbor, and he would always, he would get drunk and then just, like, flip out and shit? Like, tell us a story about your neighbor, the one that lived across the street. Wasn't he always, like, coming over to your parents' house and just fucking with shit, being drunk and starting shit? No?
I don't know what's going on.
Do you remember who I'm talking about?
Oh, Ronnie.
Yes,
yeah,
Ronnie.
Yeah, that motherfucker. He's in prison. Yeah.
He's in prison now?
15 years.
For what?
He crashed his car into a parked truck on the highway going like 80.
Oh, wow.
There's two fucking kids in the back that went flying for like 100 yards.
That's crazy. So did you see the news story about when they were talking about you getting shot and stuff and all the comments about, like, how you deserved it because you're a felon and shit? Like, explain some of that. What the fuck? You got some haters in this valley, dude.
Yes, I do. Everybody's against it. Everybody thinks it's okay that he shot me because the newspaper says I'm like a monster.
Right, yeah. You know? And that's fucked up. And I could see how they would take some of the things out of context because, like, when I knew you were getting into trouble, but it was never anything you started. It was always like, this dude came up to me and punched me, so I punched him back and I got arrested. Or it would always be like that. Like, you never started shit, dude, but you have a record like this big
for just
defense.
Being in the wrong place at the wrong time type of deal.
Well,
right?
And defending yourself. I guess some dude punches you, you're not going to be like.
You just have that kind of face where they're like, motherfucker, I hate that
people
guy.
People don't like Mexicans up
people
here.
People don't like me.
I'm telling you. I get it like half as bad, but fuck, I couldn't imagine being full-blooded, dude.
Yeah, but he's a full fucking trucker, man, dude. He's kicking it. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I would have been dead, dude. They told him he died how many times?
Three times.
So, and his spine was severed. He was told he's never going to walk again. He's here.
Yeah.
On the
she
jam
was
hole.
Asking me, because
I'm like, is he in a wheelchair?
Yeah,
is he on life support? Does he have tubes down his nose?
Are we going to have room for his IV? I'm like, dude, I think he's okay. He seemed like it on the phone.
I'm a prick, sorry.
Yeah, she's
like,
that's
fucked up.
Is that his caregiver or
yeah,
what?
Do we have to bring his nurse with him? We have to give her a ride too?
So what the paper said was that you were attacking your dad or some shit. Do you remember
that's
what it
bullshit,
said?
That's bullshit, yeah.
Because I don't remember exactly what it said, but it painted you as you deserve to get killed almost.
Oh, yeah.
So what really happened?
That's really sad, though, because you know, because you knew the guy before this shit happened and stuff, and you're like, dude, this isn't right. This isn't.
Well,
this can't be right. What the fuck? I don't get it.
I was telling your friend, the weird thing is, like, I always expected some crazy shit from your mom, because your mom was always the one kicking you out every time you came and stayed
with
us.
Me about that too. And
yeah.
I was like, oh. Well.
Every time you came and stayed with us, it was because your mom was like, get the fuck out of here. And then you'd go to leave and she'd be like, where the fuck are you going?
Call the cops.
Yeah, exactly. And then first we'd be like never allowed to hang out at your house again, and then she's like, oh, come over and we're having a barbecue. Like, totally weird. Bipolar.
Yeah, and
you know?
Like, you know, you told me about him and stuff when I met him at the gas station with you the last time we had saw him, right? And
right.
When I met him, he had a girlfriend named Dana, which was really funny. And I was like, hey, my name's Dana, too. What's up? You know, whatever. And then, but, you know, he seemed like a cool dude. But, you know, honestly, you know, I don't know you at all. Like, I just met you. But then when he told me about this whole thing in the newspaper, because I don't pay attention, he had to tell me. He was like, do you remember that guy at the gas station? I'm like, with the girlfriend named Dana. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, holy shit, that was him. And so that was crazy. So I've only ever known, like, two other people to actually, like, get shot, like, not in a war. So,
yeah, I've never known anyone really to actually get shot and put in the hospital. Like, Holly had been shot a couple times before I knew her.
You've never talked to our downstairs neighbor, and he's I got
him.
Shot in the chest and the leg. And
he was in Nam, not at his house.
That's what I said. I haven't really met anyone that's been shot and not been in a war.
But, yeah, so what I was saying is that I would have expected something crazy to happen from your mom. Every time we were there, your dad was always cool to us. Except for that last time, and I mentioned this on the show.
At the cigarette store.
He was fucking
weird.
Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, he just ice grilled my ass. I was like, whoa, dude. That was like daggers, man. And usually, like I was saying, your mom was always like weird, and your dad was always totally cool to us. And then he just lost it all of a sudden. He has what? Brain aneurysms? Or what does he have going on?
Well, they say he have. Well,
tumors.
According to him, he has tumors.
Right.
He doesn't have anything. He has, like, a problem that they fixed. They put, like, a shunt in his head, you know, but he just says that he's in pain, so
what
he gets
those
pills.
What is a shunt? To relieve the pressure out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because his spinal fluid doesn't absorb. It just builds up.
Oh, and that's why that was also a lot of the comments was that, like, oh, his dad has brain problems, it's not his fault they did that.
And they were all taking pity on him and saying that the son was abusing the fact that he had problems.
Right.
And that's not really the case.
Which is totally fucked up. So what was your dad's deal at the cigarette store? Because I, like, poked my head in the van and I said hi to you. And then I saw him sitting in the way back. I was like, whoa, dude, how are you doing? I haven't seen you in, like, years. And he just, like, looked at me like, bruh.
Oh, no, he was just tripping out that day.
Just on everybody, or
that night he actually took a whole bunch of pills and tried to, like, kill himself.
Did he really
end up in the hospital?
Wow, that's fucking crazy. And actually, a little more backstory before we get into this. If a long time ago,
you gotta backtrack before you lay down the
just
whole story.
Give them a little, you know.
No, you gotta
history.
Give some background. You gotta know about these people before you go into the story.
This kid knew me in my prime of getting fucking high on pills and shit. Like, we would drive around.
I'm so glad I did not know.
I know, and that's another cool reason to have him on the show. It's like, you're one of the few people that knew me when I was, like, really getting fucked up and just had no idea what was going on and shit. We would just, like, go drive around by the lake and smoke fentanyl patches, and you would always just hang out while me and Holly were fucking just getting wasted. And
oh my
yeah.
God.
And I was kind of curious. I never had a chance to ask you, but I know there was a few times that it was just me and you, and we would go park somewhere, and I'd get all fucked up. And I know that there were times that I just, like, fell asleep for a good half hour. What were you doing when I was doing that? Just sitting in the car, like, chilling?
I don't even remember. I remember fucking going to the park and ride.
Yeah, we would always
we'd be like, yeah, we're going to go to,
we would
to
always
the gas station.
There. That's crazy. So, the day that this happens, like, you wake up in the morning, no idea you're about to get fucking shot in the stomach twice.
Well, no.
Shot in the chest and stomach.
It's that whole, like, movie thing where the guy, the hero of the movie, like, has his gun at the villain. He's like, I bet when you woke up this morning, you didn't see yourself dying. And then he shoots him in the head, and then the credits roll. And like, it's like that. Like, you don't wake up ever expecting, like, man, I might get shot today. Especially in Montana,
especially.
Unless it's hunting season.
Maybe
and
in
you're
Florida
wearing
when I'm walking down MLK Street, my Wranglers,
right.
No big deal.
Right?
But, you know, not
or it's hunting season and you're out in the woods wearing, you know, all brown with antlers
with
tied
antlers
to your
on
head.
Your head.
Yeah.
Right?
Then okay, you might get shot, but never. Like, this stuff rarely happens here. So you wake up and tell me the story.
All right, I woke up. It was like 12 o'clock, right?
Of course, you wake up, it's like 12 o'clock.
Makes sense, sure.
And then my dad was outside, right? And I was in this one trailer in the back. And he's just, like, looking at me all, like, weird. He has his hand in his pocket.
Ice grilling you, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He like, did that, yeah. Just
give me the stank eye.
Just... I almost got shot at the cigarette store.
I'm so sorry.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You don't know?
I might have to give you a head just because I feel bad about that.
I know.
I don't even know. Dude. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. A pity suck. Fuck
yeah. Yeah, he had his hand in his pocket, mind. And he was just like looking at me. And the night prior to this, I gave him $370. And I wanted to, like, go and gamble a couple bucks up at Town Pump.
Right, so you were working and shit.
Yeah.
Providing for yourself, helping out the family, and...
Yeah.
It's always been, like, that kind of house, you know, it seemed like. Like, everyone tries to pitch in and help out, and, you know, we live.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Kind of like my mommy and daddy's place.
Kind of. Except kind of. Your mom doesn't gamble all her money away, does she?
Yes, she does. Oh, not my
you.
Mom.
I know
oh,
your
like,
mom.
Yes,
my mom
does.
Gambles.
Does she?
She gambled a whole 300 some bucks. I gave her 370
oh,
bucks.
I did too.
So did. I wanted to go up there and gamble, right? Because I had like 20 bucks left or something.
Right. Yeah.
So he said, no, you don't give us enough money for to him take the van.
So has this happened before? Like you need to start pitching in more money, or was this out of the blue? Like, by no, the
it
way.
It was like that when I lived there last time.
Right.
But then okay. I wasn't living there. I was living up at Columbia Falls. I was moving to this one trailer out there, and I was like there for a couple days, right?
You got hiccups, okay?
Yeah, I got hiccups. Pretty good,
you had
man.
Those since before we started.
You know, peanut hella. Butter. Get rid of that. You want a spoonful?
No,
of
it's he's fine.
It's all good.
I'll totally get you some.
He's fine.
I'm cool. Straight.
Thank you.
So he was like, "You don't give me enough money." So I said, "Give it back. I got bills to fucking pay." You know,
right?
And he was like, "Well, fine. Come inside and take the keys." And I was like, "Okay, this is kind of weird." So I walk inside. And there's, like, a microwave, and there's keys up above. He comes in the back door, and as I grab the keys, he, like, pushes me. And I was like, whoa, I'm not gonna, you know, like, I'm not gonna fight you.
Like, playfully, or, like...
No, he pushed me and started cussing
seriously.
At me.
Seriously, right.
Then, but then he just stopped. He acted all, oh, you know, what's up? Like nothing happened.
Wow.
And then I grab the keys, and I hear, bang, bang. And I was like, what the fuck was that? And then I, like, got, like, a whiff of gunpowder, and I was like, whoa, shit.
So
I look down and I see like a hole in me, and he's all standing there laughing with the gun.
Laughing at you?
Laughing. He said.
He shot you with your back turn. You didn't
well,
even.
Well, he like. No, he was like. Oh, no. He like reached around. Because it was like front that got shot. I'm all.
But he was from behind you and he just reached around and just pop,
he was like
pop?
Right here.
I'm surprised. I was going to say, okay. Like, how did he not shoot himself? If
yeah.
Like,
no, he was like on the left of me.
What kind of gun was it?
A 25 auto.
What's is that bigger than a 22? I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, what, it's like
I
the next size
numbers.
Up.
Yeah, wow. it's still a really small gun, dude.
Well, right, but yeah. From that far away.
No, it was point blank. He
well,
touched
point
me.
Point blank,
it.
Man.
In your guts, dude. There's a lot of sensitive shit in there.
Yeah, everything no got hit too.
So if you could go back knowing what you know now, you would invest in a Kevlar vest, right?
Or yeah. Just not wake up that day.
And then
or
let it happen. Fucking... Let it happen and be like, I got a vest, sucker. Fucking kick him in the face, grab
beat
the gun.
Beat him his own gun.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's how I'd do it. I'm ready.
No, but he shot me and I just like took a step back and I was like, why would you do that? And he just said, you're fucking dead. How do you like that?
What?
And I was like, whoa, not very much.
Not very much? Yeah. Let me think about it. It hurts,
and,
you fuck.
And I was going to punch him.
Were you just in shock?
I was
like...
in shock. I didn't feel it. I just knew I had a hole in me, and I felt really comfortable. Like, I was like, whatever,
well,
I'm gonna die.
It's like when you hit a deer. Like, dude, I hit a deer, and it was only, like, 30 yards away from me, and I had the fucker sighted in for 100 yards, and it's a fucking a 7mm mag, okay? From that close, that feels like a bee sting.
Right.
And it ran for another fucking 20 yards.
Well, I was walking
know?
Around.
Had
yeah,
you
so
ever
it's
been
different. It hits you after a little bit. You got it actually has to set in, you know?
Had you ever been shot before or anything
the
like
BB gun?
Right, but no, yeah, we've all been shot. Right. But nothing.
Nothing with fucking powder.
Substantial.
Like, wow, I might actually die now.
Like, whoa, this just went through my body.
That's crazy. So then you turn around and what?
Well, he was like, asked me how I liked it. I told him not very much. And then my mom's in the background. And she was like, those are blanks, right?
Right, like who was home?
My mom, my grandma, Dana, and me.
And your dad.
Oh, yeah. And
right.
Of course, he was there.
Because I'm just thinking, like, that had to have been loud
everybody
as fuck.
Was right
in,
there.
In the living room it happened.
In the kitchen,
right,
yeah. And everybody was right there. My grandma was, like, right here. Dana was actually... Like directly behind me.
I wish I was actually
my mom
there.
And dad was right there. My
so
dad was closest.
They didn't see this like transpiring. They didn't see him pull out a gun and be like,
no,
because
it wasn't even that big of an escalation. It was just like
all of a sudden,
like a verbal disagreement.
I need
and
the
then
keys.
All of a sudden,
no,
He's all
whatever, yeah.
Fucking, you know, and then, popping off rounds and shit.
That's crazy. Like, then to look, I mean, like, if it's your stepson or someone you don't have a serious connection to, I can maybe see it, I guess, if you're pissed or crazy. But to do that to, like, your own son, that just, that blows my mind that someone could do that and then not be like, holy shit, I totally just fucked up and shot my son. But to be like, bam, how do you like it, bitch? How you like me now, nigga? You know, like, that blows my fucking mind that he could do that. What, did you look into his eyes? Like, was he there? Was it your dad, or was
it
just...
him. He was...
Really?
Just like his old self when he was all, like, all acting cool. That's how he was acting.
Wow.
When he shot me.
Like, it was just a joke. Like, maybe...
Like, oh, yeah, you fucked up, huh?
And you know? Your mom asked him about, were those blanks? So, did they have blanks? Like, maybe he
had
thought
blanks.
He had the blanks in, but he didn't? Or he knew what he was doing?
Well, he knew what he was doing because he said, I told you last night I wasn't going to use blanks. And my mom
to
says,
your mom?
And my mom's like, oh, yeah, that's right.
What?
Wow.
Are you fucking serious?
You planned this?
Dude, your
that's
family?
That's what I said. I was like, you guys fucking planned this shit? And then I was like, I'm going to go outside and lay, you know, I'm going to go outside and fucking die.
Right, I'm going to go
find
a tree.
And my mom's like, good.
Wow, dude.
My mom
really,
told me it's about
really
time.
You said that, you're like, holy shit, I'm going to go lay outside and die?
And my mom's like, good, it's about time.
Holy that's
fuck.
So fucked up, dude.
Like,
that blows my mind.
What did your girlfriend Dana do at the time, dude?
She attacked my dad, because when I turned around, I told him he was vaginal. I turned around, I walked away, and he put the gun on the back of my fucking head. And Dan, like, attacked him, like pushed him down. And, like, the gun went off again. And I was just like,
he
whatever.
Was ready to shoot you in the fucking head, dude.
Yeah, he was going to kill me.
Dude, Dana saved your fucking life, man.
So I just walked away and shit. And then I go
Sandy
down.
Sandy says, I thought I had a messed up family.
Fucking
I know,
man.
Right?
Man, you want to meet mine?
I'm glad my dad died at 50 before he could lose his mind enough to want to kill me,
right?
Or my brother. Where was your brother at, by the way?
Like, he was at work.
Okay, so he... What did he do when he heard of this? Because I know you guys were kind of at each other's throats for a while, but then you guys were cool again.
Then we was cool and shit.
So, and you guys were cool ever since? Or?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was at work. He found out, well, somebody told him that I had an accident.
Right.
So he goes to the fucking hospital and finds out what happened.
Because you initially went to the hospital here.
Yeah.
And then they were like, holy shit, you're dying.
I died in the ambulance.
You actually died.
Yeah, I died in the ambulance on the way up there.
Do you remember anything from that, like, at all?
I remember they put me inside the ambulance.
Well, no, I mean, like, from the... Like, some people that have near-death experiences or actually die for any given amount of time, like, sometimes they'll remember some stuff from... Not, like, flatliners type of thing, but, like, they'll remember bits and pieces of, you know, what it was like. Like, do you recall anything?
Like, being
nothing
out.
Happened.
Just black?
I just slept, I woke
no
up, and
white
I was like,
lights.
Damn, I'm in the hospital.
So, you're telling me there was no God and angels and Jesus being like, oh,
I didn't
Timmy.
See no light coming down the tunnel. There
no
was
there's
train.
Just nothing. That's what I suspected.
That's what I imagined.
Lights out.
God was with other clients.
Right, take a number, I'll get to you in a minute.
Yeah, I remember a big red wheel with a bunch of numbers sticking out of it. I skipped that. So
Beetlejuice, maybe.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I died three times.
So that's that. I don't know.
So
I
wait,
still...
I want to get back to the part where he's walking out on the lawn saying, "I'm going to go lay outside and die now." So can you pick up from there? Because I need to know the whole story.
That's what animals do too. Like if a dog gets really wounded,
they
go
hide and like want to be by themselves, you know, to die.
And I went and lay down on the porch. Like, in the corner, like, away from everybody.
So, who called the police? Neighbors?
My dad.
Your dad did?
What?
Yeah, because I fucking got all up his face and shit. Cause, like,
after he shot you?
Yeah, I was
you're
like,
you're a motherfucker. Timmy, you're a motherfucker.
I was
you're
like,
a bad motherfucker.
He fucking shot me, and then he was all talking shit. And he had the gun in his hand, and I just started walking towards him. I was like, you need to call 911, you know?
Yeah.
And tell him what you fucking did to me. So, he calls, and he's like, I just shot my son. And hung up the phone.
And that was it?
Yeah.
How long did it take for the cops to get
20
there?
20 minutes.
And you were awake?
Oh, my God.
I was awake walking around fucking tripping out. Just like, whoa. Then the pain kicked in and it was just bad. I mean, every breath I took, there was like air leakage in my stomach and shit.
You were your lungs and shit, dude.
You were probably bleeding quite a bit, right?
My
like
fucking
you
heart
tried
was
to.
Hit. My main artery was cut off of my atrium.
Oh, wow. My so it's.
Air, yeah, my.
It closed off the bleeding for you, kind of.
No, I had so much blood around it that it wasn't beaten.
Oh,
when
wow.
When the ambulance got there, I was, like, half dead.
So were you, like, trying to stop the bleeding and
I wasn't
shit,
bleeding
or?
Out. It wasn't leaking. It was all internal.
Oh, you were bleeding out inside.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And there's nothing you can't, like, push, put pressure here. Like,
put
that's
my finger in it.
That's fucking crazy, dude. So he calls the cops, and the cops show up 20 minutes later.
Well, the ambulance comes, right?
First.
And then the ambulance leaves.
Right.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Without you?
Here. Yeah. And then...
Well, hold on. How did that happen? They get there,
the
and they're like,
there.
Oh, he's Mexican. We better leave.
Well, the cops
like,
was
what
in there.
The fuck, guys?
He'll recoup. It's no big deal.
It's because the cops was there, and they needed, like, a secure place. So
right.
When the cops got there, then the ambulance came back, like, 5 minutes later. And my dad's talking to him.
They didn't, like, cuff him right away?
They didn't
like,
cuff him. They fucking took his gun from him. And
he still had it when the cops were there. And they
oh, yeah,
weren't,
he was
like,
playing with it. He was off the trolling in the fucking front yard.
And they didn't make him get down the ground and put your hands
oh,
up.
No,
oh,
they just
God,
they, came out and they was like, who has it? Who has the gun? Where is he at? And my dad's like, I'm right here. And they're like, give me the
and they
pulled
were,
out.
Right, okay.
And they're like, you know, give me it. And he was like, oh, it's right here. And gave
wow.
It to him. And then they're like, Like a sit down, talk to me. And then the ambulance came back. And
where were you when this was happening?
I was
were
laying
you?
On the porch, dude, going, oh, shit.
And they saw you.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And
I'm
then
surprised.
The cop, yeah, then the cop walked up and was like, are you okay? And I was like, nah.
I and got then shot.
Then the ambulance came and they had to put me on like a backboard and shit.
Yeah, yeah. I put you on the stretcher.
And
thing.
Then I went for a ride.
Is that all you remember?
Woke up in Washington.
Wow.
Wow, dude. Because,
yeah, I remember,
nuts.
Like, reading it, and then I talked to Holly, because I knew your sister, and I didn't, like, have her number. I didn't really know your sister very well, so I had her call and then, you know, tell me what happened. And then, like, yeah, the next thing she says, like, Timmy's on his way to Seattle. He's maybe not going to make it. And she was, like, I was telling you earlier, she was about ready to, like, hop a plane to Seattle to come see you and shit.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, dude, that's amazing that happened and that, you know, it was your dad and that he could just be like normal, like, you know, acting like nothing fucking happened at all.
He
and that's
was,
your son, you know?
Yeah,
I can't
believe
it was
funny.
That shit, man.
I know, that blows my mind.
Spent like a week in jail.
And that's it?
Oh my
that's
God,
it. For
dude.
He's aggravated assault.
And you died like three times,
yeah,
even
three
though
times.
They brought you back. Still, like, that should be at least attempted manslaughter or something a little harsher.
Right, yeah, I know. Or, like, maybe put him in a correctional facility because obviously he's not right in the head, you know?
Yeah, in a fucking mental ward or some
yeah,
shit, you know?
Yeah, something like
put
that.
Put him in
something...
a fucking straitjacket.
Exactly.
Right, what did they say about, like, his statement and stuff
he has,
about
like,
how...
previous attempts to kill himself.
Well, not
OD.
Bad, though. I'm just thinking the whole, like, how nonchalantly and how emotionless he was during
towards,
the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
Yeah, I just
human.
Shot him. No big deal.
And
whatever.
He had like a gun in his pocket, cocked, ready to fucking go. I mean, because he didn't
just
pull
carrying
it out, cock it, you know.
He was carrying it around the house, like
yeah,
just
loaded
hanging
gun
it.
For like a week.
Oh
really?
My God,
yeah,
dude.
And you didn't think like maybe someone
didn't know he
gonna,
had the gun.
Maybe someone's gonna get shot here, or
I didn't know he had the gun. I didn't see it.
Really?
I mean, I just heard it. I didn't know he was walking around with it. I thought it was in the pawn shop. You know?
Wow.
Crazy shit.
That's fucked up.
It is.
And then the next thing you know, you're waking up in Seattle with a fucking tube in your dick hole. Like, holy shit.
I had 11 chest tubes.
Yeah, explain to me what happened when you woke up.
When I woke up, I freaked out because I couldn't move, like, my lower body. I was tied to a bed. There was
well,
a
and you didn't know where
people
you,
around me.
You didn't know where you were, right?
No, I didn't. Well, I
last
knew I was
thing,
in Seattle. I knew I had to be there.
Okay. Do you remember anything of the flight there? They take you in the helicopter or
I
what?
I was in a coma.
Really?
When I woke up, it was the 4th or 5th of July. And I already had, like, 3 surgeries. And, like, I don't know, it was just crazy. I woke up over there. I was all tied down. I had, a tube in my mouth, tube up my nose. I had tubes in my chest on my side. So
and
I was, like,
in,
tied
in your,
up.
In your penis
yep.
also.
In my penis, that's right. Yep, that was a...
Oh, my God,
so,
dude. So,
they arrest your dad, handcuffs, put him in the cop car. He goes to jail or wherever.
Yeah.
Does not pass go, does not collect $200.
Nope.
Nope, okay. And did they have a trial or anything? Because I was looking in the paper because I kind of wanted to go, but I didn't see anything about
it,
really.
There's something happening still because, well, I've been calling their own prosecutors and stuff, and they won't call me back. They
Is
won't.
It... Is it up to you to press charges, or in a shooting, it's like, no matter what, you're getting in shit?
You think you'd get in shit, no matter
right.
what, it was over, you just shot somebody.
Like, some things that are petty, I could say, okay, do you want to press charges, because if not, we don't give a shit either. But shooting somebody, and then, like, totally not showing any kind of remorse, and it's your fucking son? Like, yeah, maybe we should put you away for a little bit, or something. Oh no, man, that's crazy, and I'm curious if, you know, something like that were to happen in a bigger city or something, if there would be more, because, you know, here it's kind of like a small town thing, you know, a couple cops come out and they're like, oh, you're the one with the gun, you know, do you mind handing that over? In a big city, it'd be like, get on the fucking ground before we shoot you dead. But, you know, they handle things a little differently here, I guess, and that's not always a good thing, but so... They had a trial, and he went to jail, and then he got released, or...
Yeah, he's facing charges for aggravated assault.
And that's it.
That's it.
Like, okay. You would go to jail longer for selling some weed than
he did. I went to jail longer for nothing, dude.
Yeah, I know, right? For being... for having bad luck. Fuck, dude.
Okay, MJ72RN1, okay, this is a guy in the chat.
Fantastic.
They're arguing... He's arguing with some people in the chat saying, no... This is the last thing he said. Nope, it's just, I know, it's impossible to have 11 chest tubes at one effing time.
You really
maybe
want to
over
see
a hospital stay. And I was like, dude, I even typed to the chat. I was like, dude, I saw the scars. He doesn't have a reason to lie, man.
I have pictures with chest tubes in me.
He fucking 10 or died 11, three
dude.
Times.
All right, we'll post the pictures on thejamhole.com/forums, and we will count
just
them.
Just to prove for this guy, because he's arguing with everyone
and
in the chat.
Honestly, who gives a shit? If it was 9 or 10 or 11, I'm surprised you remember any of this, really.
Right, no so fucking kidding,
it's
man.
It's petty details that it doesn't matter to the story, but
yeah, dude,
for...
I have a sweet phone. I will take pictures, post them on Twitter and the forums, just so y'all can fucking see them.
Is that what they're arguing about in the chat
yeah,
right
they
now?
Yeah, they were arguing, you can't have 11 chest tubes at one time.
Cool,
I'm
guys.
Like, obviously you can.
Cool, guys.
Jesus Christ,
go
man.
Do something with your time and go to thejamhole.com/contest and enter to win this 120 gig iPod.
Guitar Hero Dave says, will you show the one on his censored? I'm assuming censored is penis.
Well, that's funny, because then Nacho Camacho says MJ72RN1 is a fag. So
yeah, well... Sometimes that happens.
That will happen. This is the internet.
Yes, yes, yes. I don't recognize the screen name, so it's possible.
So, yeah, speaking of our own stuff in the contest, time is ticking down. We are going to announce the winner on episode 251.
That's not this Friday, but next Friday. $5 an entry. Get your fucking entries in, and we'll get you an iPod.
That's right. 120 gig iPod load with jam hole stuff. And then, time is running out, man. This Friday... And then three more shows, and then it's the live
and then
show.
Boom, stop,
are you
dude.
Coming to the live show?
Hell yeah!
Do you want to get laid? And do you have a big dick? Because
who
there's a
get
chick.
Laid?
Well, I'm just saying, there's a chick that's coming to this that we're trying to get laid, but she only takes big dicks. So.
And she likes it in the butt.
And she likes it in the butt. You guys could probably tag team that bitch.
Oh, she loves it, dude.
That's fucking wrong.
Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole.
Yeah, you guys are doing great, and I'm going to let you finish, but I just want to say Skeptics Guy has the best live show ever.
Do they?
That's all.
Is that
That's
because
cool.
one of their members got married during it?
No, I'm just being interrupting Kanye here.
Oh. Oh! Yeah. I get what you're doing there. Well, thank you for that, Kanye.
Yep, no problem.
So who all is right. this again?
Holla back. That was Kanye West checking in, everyone.
Oh, I was just wondering who it is in the chat.
Did you, I don't know if you watch TV much in your condo by the bay there, but do you, did you guys watch the VMAs or anything? Okay, well, apparently, you know who Taylor Swift is?
Yeah.
And country singer. She won for, best female artist video or whatever. And she's a young chick, her first award, right? So she's up there, super excited, and Kanye comes up in the middle of her, you know, being like, thank you and everything, and is like, takes the mic from her, and is like, I just want to say that Beyonce had the best video ever, or some dumb shit like that. So now, and everyone is like, Kanye's a fucking douche. I've always thought that. I never liked his fucking music.
I never liked the stupid sunglasses just pissed me off.
He's a gay fish, absolutely.
He's a gay fish.
South Park had right. that right on. But so ever since that happened, there's been this ongoing joke on the internet about Kanye West interrupting different things.
Oh, wait. Nacho Camacho says, I'm in a wedding this weekend, and during the best man speech, I'm planning on pulling a Kanye. Fucking
See?
Balls to you, sir. Balls to you.
Kanye has set a precedent online for just bugging the shit out of people.
That's great. That's
and
cool.
interrupting things.
That's fine.
That's amazing. I won't be surprised if the next time I go to Frugal's or Wendy's or whatever and I'm taking my order, all of a sudden here's Kanye being like, hey, I want to just say that McDonald's has the best cheeseburgers ever.
Or just something. Saying.
It's so fucking stupid. I hate that guy.
But anyway, so didn't you say that you woke up in the hospital and you were trying to like pull the shit out and all that stuff and you're freaking out because there's a bunch of black dudes all around you and stuff? You had no idea what's going on.
That would freak me out. I'd be like, was this, did I just get gangbanged?
Right.
Or am I in jail?
Someone check my asshole, please.
Is this heaven? Because I thought it would be different.
Right. I thought they were girl virgins in white. Right.
No, I just freaked out because I got shot and then all of a sudden I'm in Washington.
That's gotta be pretty freaky, dude.
And I'm tied down. And I got tubes in my mouth, up my fucking nose. I got loose. I yanked one of them out. And then I started yanking out one, like a chest tube, on my side.
And the alarms start going off and they're like, whoa.
The nurses were there. The nurses and doctors were there and they're like holding it back. And I like, nope, it's out. It's gone. This tube is coming out me. And then I yanked out one on my left side and I just passed out. And I woke up with another one.
Well, how deep did you say that was in? You said you pulled it out.
It was hella long. It was like that long.
When you were
like a good foot, dude.
Like at least 12 inches.
When you were pulling it, you feel it like in your guts.
I couldn't breathe.
That's so weird.
I stopped breathing doing it. It was just terrible. It was like, oh no.
And I'm
bad.
Like, I'm a picker. If I have like zits or scabs, I gotta pick at that shit. So I imagine if I had like tubes in me, I would constantly be fucking with them, you know?
Oh, dude, I
twisting them around and shit, moving them in and out. Like, look, I just fucked myself with
the
tube.
When I had the feeding tube in, I'd play with it because I could make it come up, like pull it out and shit. That fucker was long, dude.
That's crazy, dude.
Well, dude, like when I was in Florida, not this last time, but the time before when I was only down there for like 6 months when I just turned 18, I OD'd, okay? And I woke up in a hospital and I had tubes shoved down my throat because they were pumping my stomach and whatever. And dude, that freaked me the fuck out because all I remember is doing a bunch of oxys and waking up in a hospital, right? And I guess I fell and I hit my head on the corner of a coffee table and stuff.
Yeah.
And I passed out or whatever. And then I woke up in the hospital and I had these tubes down my throat, get my stomach pumped. And I'm like, fuck this. And I went to pull it up and I threw up with it, like taking it out and threw up all over myself. It was pretty funny.
That reminds me.
That's
like
creepy.
When
it's fucked. You waking up with tubes in you and shit. You don't know where you are.
It sucks.
You're like, how the fuck did I get here? I don't understand. I was just high as a motherfucker in my kitchen. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, that reminds me of some of the times when we were driving around getting high, and like the next thing I know, I'm totally somewhere else. I'm like, I know I was driving, but I totally don't remember the drive here. That it's scary.
Oh,
I couldn't imagine,
dude,
like waking up in a different state with fucking tubes and shit, like alien abduction
That's
style.
That's creepy, yeah. You know, Redneck Alien Abduction. Was that the name of that movie?
Yes, it was.
Redneck
awful
Alien
movie.
Abduction. That was such a great movie.
Oh, that was like the worst feeling ever, though. Like, it sucked.
Yeah, dude, I remember like ODing. You know, that was pretty fucking scary for me, man. Just being in a weird place, not knowing how I got there with tubes in my fucking throat and stuff, and it was weird.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, man. Well, I'm really glad you made it. Like, we seriously, dude, I didn't think you were gonna make it just from, and I don't know if maybe, I know when people talk and stuff, they always make things out a lot worse or more dramatic than it really is, so I wasn't sure if, like, they were like, you know, he's dying in the hospital and he died, if it was really that bad, but it sounds like it was. So I'm glad you pulled through, dude.
Yeah, so what all they have to do in the hospital and all that stuff?
We were religious, I'd say we were praying for you, but since we're not, we didn't really. I did think about it, though, a couple times, I gotta say.
Nacho Camacho says, look at him passing him on under the table like they're in jail. Guys.
Oh, best of the part.
That's great.
Thank you.
Don't pass it on the table.
That's
it's
awesome.
Okay here. Okay.
I have that habit too from like just driving around smoking because some people will like just pass it, but you can see it if you're in another car.
Right.
So I'm always like
down here,
idiot. But
under the dash, douche.
And that's different driving than if you're just sitting home like.
Right.
Here, take it quick. Pass the sock. Or what did they say in American Me where he's like swing passing the sock?
I forget or whatever. But so anyway. What all they have to do while you were in the hospital to get you to be able to come back here? Like, what exactly
happened?
Yeah,
let's talk about your surgeries and stuff. Like, what
all? Yeah, I'm totally curious. Because I know that the bullets didn't go straight through, dude. That they just fucking went in and bounced around in there and shit. That's crazy, man.
I also hear that you still have a bullet in you.
I saw it. Bullet. I touched it.
And I've also heard that you've agreed to let us operate on you to take it out during the live audience show. September 25th, jamhole.com/250. Come watch us play Operation, not on my penis. On yours! No, sorry.
Fuck.
You may be the first guest we've ever had that will have had hiccups through the whole show.
That's bullshit.
Personally, I want to congratulate you.
I even got him a glass of water, you know? I was like, okay, you have the hiccups.
That's thoughtful of you, Danny.
Oh, man. I tried.
Okay,
I tried.
So you go in there and you wake up with tubes. Did you have any surgeries up to that point, or were they just stabilizing you?
Yeah, I had. Like, when I woke up, I already had. Stomach surgery.
He's stoned now. I had
I had heart surgery.
Spit it out, Junior.
Fuck off, Matt.
I always give it. I forget. You're like the only friend I have that stutters when they start like getting not nervous, but like kind of wound up and shit. And I always would give you shit about that. It's so fun.
But yeah.
And then I would nod out, and then he'd punch me while I was asleep, and I'd be like, "What? What? I'm up. Oh, I'm driving." Right.
Oh shit. No. I had heart surgery.
Right. Did the bullet puncture your heart at all, or just
it
the
went
artery
through
going?
My atrium and my aorta.
It's okay. I'll edit the hiccups out.
And went through my esophagus. It cut it into pieces. It hit my left lung, it shredded the bottom lobe. They had to cut that out.
Did it collapse the lung?
Both lungs.
Wow, dude. That's intense.
And then my spine was hit by the bullet. The first bullet. The second bullet went in.
Did it crack your spine?
Broke it.
Fractured it.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Were
you paralyzed from that? Like, could you move? Because you said you
couldn't feel anything from, like, my nipples down.
But did that happen right when you got shot? Because you said you were walking around and stuff.
No, I didn't.
It just made its way back there, or what?
I don't know what happened. I haven't really thought about that too much.
That's crazy.
That's pretty crazy. But yeah, this bullet that went in on my stomach, it like rode in my like intestine and shit, and like hit my right lung, then hit my pancreas, hit everything but my.
How's your duodenum doing?
What is it?
You're
the fuck you say?
You ever watch Family Guy where he's like, oh, my duodenum. It's a little thing in the end of your thing. I don't know. It's fine. So did they have to give you insulin and shit because your pancreas was all effed?
Oh, no. Like, I don't. And all kinds of stuff.
DJ Double Tap is saying, what did you do to your pops to get him to pop a cap in that ass? Like, what did it come down to?
Dude, I wanted to take the car.
And that was it.
That was it, and he was cool with it, and then he shot me.
Let me borrow the car. No.
No, here. Take this bullet.
Fuck, dude.
No, I'm not going to give you the keys, but I'll give you some lead. How's that? Cool? Okay, cool.
You can have an ambulance ride now.
Right. Wait, the ambulance is going to get there, then it's going to leave because they have to wait for the cops, and they'll back. Okay, don't worry
about
it.
That pissed me off.
Just bleed out on the porch. No big deal.
I was like, dude, I'm still here. Still bleeding.
Hey. Still over here. Come back.
What other surgeries did they do?
Back surgery.
And they said you were never going to walk again type of thing? Like, make a wish because you're about to die?
Pretty much.
Did they bring in the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
I don't remember that.
Okay. Probably not. I think that's only for white children. Rich white children. I wouldn't get it either. Hey, I wouldn't get it either. Lower middle class. Well, middle. Maybe a little upper, but mostly middle.
But no, they cut my back open underneath my shoulder blade, and they like fixed my esophagus. And cut
did they
out.
Just patch it up?
I don't know what they do, man. They do crazy shit.
I know, right? We
I was
got
asking
some
them
crazy
kinds of fucked up questions, and they just gave me a stack of paper. Said this is what we did to you.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Step by step surgery guide.
So after, and you still have, how many more surgeries do you think?
I have one more coming up.
For sure, and then you're all done, you're good to go. You can start working again and not suck the money out of disability like everybody else is doing, and you're actually a productive member of society.
I mean.
So for all of that, you have good medical insurance, right? Good health insurance?
I don't have any insurance.
You're a. Pardon?
You're like me.
I don't have shit, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much is that?
How much is the bill?
How much is the bill? Give me like a grand total ballpark estimate. Two gunshots. If you get shot twice and get your shit all fucked up, what can you expect to pay in today's economy?
All the letters that I got from them and all the bills, it's $600,000.
Over $600,000 for two bullets that costed like $5.
No shit.
That blows my mind.
That's
wow.
A lot of fucking money.
That's so much money, dude. And, like, were they like, yeah, we're not even going to worry about this. It's going straight to collections. Or were they like...
No, I got...
Because obviously you're a kid. Like, no kid, no matter what, is going to be able to fucking foot that bill. So they had to have known, but they can't just let you die, obviously.
Yeah, they had to help me.
Right, exactly.
They'll probably hook them up with something like the MASH program or some kind of financial funding.
I don't qualify for shit.
How do you not? Well, if you don't make any income or anything, they should be able to get you on like a MASH program.
It's because you're still a dependent on your parents, aren't you?
It's because the paperwork my mom put in when I was in the hospital, she filled it out, all of it. And in order for anything to like go through, she has to like sign something or something. She ain't going to do that.
So are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's
dude.
Fucked up, dude.
So I'm fucked until I'm 19. Then I can try and get something else.
Or do like a medical bankruptcy kind of
thing.
That's
what I'm going to do.
Which also, I don't know if anyone else knows this. We just learned this recently. To do medical bankruptcy, you actually have to pay $2,000.
No, actually it's, it was $2,000. I thought it was more than that. For some
now
reason.
Apologize.
Yeah, $2,000. Sorry.
Thank you.
Go fuck yourself.
I revoke
just
that.
Saying.
Thank you.
Just saying. $2,000 to apply for fucking medical bankruptcy, which blows.
Well, listen to this. In Athens, Tennessee, this is kind of like what happened to you, right? Except kind of different. So there's this dude, and he had some people in his house, and he's like, leave. It's time for you to leave. And they don't leave, so then he goes and gets a shotgun and is like, leave, right? Oh, excuse my face. Nice. But you were like trying to leave. This dude is just like, yo, we don't want to leave. And he's 74 years old, charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault. And what did they charge your dad with?
Aggravated assault.
This guy never fired a shot.
Police
quoted the man as saying he did tell everyone at his home to leave late Sunday night, but denied pointing a shotgun at anyone. Officer said there was 3 witnesses inside the home. No shots were fired and no one was hurt. Aggravated assault. And you got fucked up, dude.
And it's aggravated.
That's so fucked up to me, dude. That blows my mind. And I understand different states have different laws, but that's ridiculous, man. Fucking Tennessee, right? So, what are you... You're not working yet. You have to have... We were talking earlier. You have to have some kind of doctor's note to be able to go back to work?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Release form. Because if I get hurt at work, like on the job...
Right.
Then the business has to take over.
And you still have... Like, if you guys were on the jamhole.com/live for the pre-show, he was showing the scar he still has. And, like, it's kind of fresh still, dude.
I got an open incision. They fucking left it open, dude.
I don't know what I was expecting, but I wasn't expecting, like, it to still be... Like, I thought I'd be healed for the most part. But, yeah, you're still... You got a hole in your chest, dude.
He's still got a hole in his chest and his fucking stomach and in his back. And, yeah,
my
dude.
Stomach split open, dude.
That's my friend. My friend has a hole in his chest because of his dad. Because of his crazy dad. What? Are you mad at your dad? Like, if your dad, hypothetically, not saying that we do, but if I had your dad in that room right now, you know, waiting to be like, come on out, Tim's dad, like, what would you say to him? Are you pissed, or?
I don't think I'd say anything to him. I think I'd, I don't know. See.
Let's role play, okay? I'll be your, no, wait, Danny, you be his dad.
No, dude, I'd
like, are
trouble.
You mad at him? Do you still? I mean, I know he's your father and shit, but do you still love him or do you?
Hell no, he ain't my. Fuck that.
No,
fuck that.
That's good,
dude.
Man.
If he sees me, if I see him, I'm going to jail, dude.
Fucking me, dude.
You hear that?
I'm gonna be fucking proud of it.
What's his name? Tim.
Tim.
Tim. You hear that, Tim? You motherfucker! You shot my friend.
Hey, Tim. You shot Tim. No,
he's
good.
Not even
Tim
my.
Shot me.
He's not even my son, and I wouldn't fucking shoot him.
Right, I know.
And you shot him, and you almost killed him. You did kill him. 3 times? 3 times?
Three times.
You killed my friend 3 times, Tim. Not happy about that.
Yeah, Guitar Hero Dave says, you shoot me, I shoot you back. You know, that's my same terminology. And guess what, dude? If this fucker sees his dad again, I guarantee you that's what's going to happen.
And you know what?
Use a gun.
I guarantee
it. Doesn't matter. You'll fucking take something back. You died three times. You just kill him three times. It's cool. You'll be
well,
even.
Well, I don't know. I'm not all about, like, holding grudges and shit.
Oh, fuck that, dude. You got shot.
I'm saying, but you did shoot me. I'm probably going to, you know.
See, I never held grudges and shit, but this fucked me up.
Yeah, I remember, like, you would always be so upset and so mad when you'd come stay with us, but then you were always like, I mean, they're
fuck
my
it.
Family,
yeah,
I
whatever,
got,
yeah.
And I understood that, but you can't, you can only go so far.
This
and
is different.
Once shots are fired and, you know, fools are hauling out 187 on that motherfucking ass, then that's probably time, you know? Well, it's fucked up. Is your brother pissed at him? Like, what's... If we were to go to the Withrow house right now, what would the picture be like? Like, is everything cool there, back to normal, minus you living there, or what are they?
Everything's the same, like...
Just everyone's normal, like it never happened?
Yeah, my mom, my dad, and my grandma.
That's fucked up, dude. Like, you helped them. It's not like you were just living there, like, mooching off of them. Like, you were working and contributing to the tribe. Like, that's fucked up. They're just like, fuck this kid. We would be better off without him. I don't know, man. That's fucked up shit. I'm sorry that happened to you, dude. Like, seriously, that sucks to have to go through.
Oh, hey, just to let you know, we do have the Ustream bot in there if you want to go ahead and take care of that.
Oh, do you guys
want to curse? Because I feel like cursing. I'm tired of the censored shit already tonight. I don't know, but she's going
to
do that.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know this or not, if you're new to the chat, but they actually censor the chat until we get enough people in there, and then we can turn it off with the bot, which is so stupid, Ustream.
Yep, look, I got some AMSB saying,
fuck the bot.
Guitar Hero Dave, fuck the bot.
It's funny, like, we're all adults, or, you know.
As soon as we get that thing turned off,
everyone's like,
in the chat's like, fuck. Fuck,
we can cuss
fuck.
Now,
mother
yeah!
Yeah! I know, it's so
like,
great, I love it.
Cool adults, right on, fuck yeah.
It was so awesome, I love that shit, anyway. Go
fantastic.
On.
So.
Ustream bot's been in here for a little while, actually.
Well, what would you, like, would you just, do you have any questions for him, or, like, would you just, do you know why he did it, or? That would bug me, I would be curious, like, why did you shoot me, Dad? What did I do as a son that made you do that, or are you just nuts?
Yeah, why do you hate me, Dad? You made me, why do you hate me?
Does that,
I don't know, man.
Do you just not give a shit? Fuck
nah,
him.
Nah, I don't well, really I mean, like, care why I did it. I just know that he did it.
Did you and your dad have, like, a tight relationship before? Were you guys, like, all right?
Yeah, I mean, me and my mom would get in a fight, and my dad would, like, kind of side with me. Like, oh, yeah, your mom's pretty fucked up.
Erato Toy says, was he on drugs? He was
dude,
on some painkillers and shit, right?
Yeah, he's on Oxy 80, Morphine 30.
Right.
And fucking methadone.
But see, that's not
that shit, dude.
That's not shit. If anything, that shit would make you more mellow, I would think. That's not shit that you're like, oh, I'm so fucking high and euphoric, I'm gonna shoot my son. You know? Like,
about it.
Yeah, you
unless
know?
It did something with some sort of malfunction he had before, and the pills just took it over the top, you know? I don't know.
Dude.
Like, does
that
bug you?
It does bug me.
So...
It's like, why the fuck did it happen? I don't know why it happened, you know?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I would be so pissed about that. Like, I was good. I was on my feet working and shit, and you just set me back, like, 10 fucking years. And all this debt, because you're over 18, like, you're going to have to deal with that.
Yeah, or... Amsby says, methadone? Question mark. Oh, shit, my husband is on that .. Will he shoot me?
Does he have any guns?
Yeah, does he have any guns? I don't know.
You don't know. Maybe.
Does he hate life?
So, as we all just learned, disciplining your children or shooting them is not good. And there's a new study out saying that also... spanking your children is not good. It might be detrimental to your kid's health. And I was raised
getting the shit beat out of my ass.
Right.
I don't know about y'all, with a fucking belt.
With a belt.
Wait, oh, on the top of the bunk bed, right? Just fucking high enough so Dad could reach around, you know, and fucking just hit the top of the fucking thing, and, you know, the belt would whap over and just hit you in the fucking ass or the legs every time. You're like, oh, fuck, Dad, stop! Oh, Dad, no! Oh, it was so fucking, yeah.
And they would always, like, hold it over you and, like, make that snapping sound.
No, my dad never did that.
Really?
He just grabbed the belt and ran after me, and I just fucking broke it,
man.
See,
my dad would always do that, and you never, there was no running involved. He was always like, you come here and grab the belt on your way here. And you're like, fuck, dude, you knew you were getting your ass beat. There's nothing more embarrassing than, like, walking towards your dad, holding the belt you're about to get your ass beat
See,
with.
And the thing is, though, is my dad, I was always a daddy's girl, you know, like, I kind of...
Yeah, I love, really? I never noticed that.
A
Butch.
Lot. Butch. Go fuck yourself, right? Butch. Anyway, so what? Anyway, but, He would kick my ass, you know, when I was a kid, or spank me or whatever. And then he'd, like, 5 minutes later, I'd be in there crying, and he'd come back and he'd be like, I am so sorry. Your mom told me to do it.
They would always feel bad afterwards.
Yeah, no, he would be like, you know, he would seriously say, your mom was really upset, and I felt I had to do that, and whatever. And then after a while, he just stopped doing it, and because he was like, I can't hit my daughter. He's like, I love her too much. I can't hit my fucking daughter. And
well, right.
And so my mom just started beating my
ass.
It's
different having sons, I think, because they're boys. They're going to be men. Like, you got to, you know.
But it's cool, though. He, like, you know, shot my dog and threw my TV out the window and whatever else. So, you know, he still did some shit. But, like, you know, he never wanted to hurt me or anything. He didn't want to, like, spank me. I was his little girl. You know,
well, sometimes, sometimes. So, I think kids nowadays, not to go to the extreme of like actually fucking killing them or almost killing them.
You just spank
them,
man.
But you gotta spank that ass, dude.
I don't know. You can't really spank an 18-year-old guy. You know, it's kind of.
Well, no, but I'm saying kids, like from the time they're born till the time that you
well,
have
you know,
to maybe.
You could have punched him and start shooting punching him. You think maybe. Punching instead of shooting, that works a little better. I think I would have rather dealt with a fucking broken nose and a couple bullet holes in my fucking body, you know?
My dad's, like, crippled, though.
Right, and my dad was, too, for the last, you know, years of his life. He was disabled and shit, so it was always, like, the cane.
I mean, this bitch had a cane in one hand, a pistol in the other.
Oh, God, yeah. Dude, it's like my uncle, dude. Like, I'm always, because, you know those canes, they have the spikes on the end for walking on ice and stuff?
Or picking up trash, right?
Right. He freaks me out sometimes, people. Man, because he's a big fucking dude, right? And, you know, I'm sure he's got some spark left in him or whatever. Like, sometimes, seriously, when he gets pissed off, I think he's going to pop the fucking spike down and just, like, stab some motherfuckers with the cane.
I think it'd be awesome. I can maybe see that. Maybe.
I could see that if he got pissed off enough, dude. He's a big dude. I mean, he's old, whatever, but still, you know. He could probably do something.
And once they get disabled, they know, too. So they're like, they got to make up for it and, like,
right.
Hit you a little harder with it, maybe.
Yeah.
So experts are now saying a popping or, you know, a pop to the mouth. You want to get popped one? That's what they would always say. Popping kids can do more harm than good. That sounds weird. Like,
well, you don't,
let's
you
go
don't,
out and
I never
pop
believed
kids.
In, like, hitting your kids in the face and stuff. Like, my aunt always did that, and I always saw that with my cousins.
You do, though, like a dog. A good, like, shot in the mouth, and they know who's boss right away.
Well, like, I never
like
thought that was
whisper.
Cool because I always thought, you know, wouldn't that, like, fuck up your head or something? Or, like,
well,
hurt
you're not,
you sometimes,
you're
you
know? Not knocking them the fuck out, dude.
Fuck
just
that.
Enough.
Dude, my aunt would just whack, motherfucker,
no.
What'd you say to me?
It's gotta be enough to assert the alpha... you know, signature there that like I'm in charge and you are submissive.
Well, like my dad,
whatever.
He would come up behind me and pop me in the back of the head. He'd be like, you dumbass. He still does that. Seriously,
that's
he
awesome.
Just pop. It's
I
not
fucking,
hard.
I hated that.
It's like done. You know, he's like, what are you thinking? You're an idiot. No, that is no. But I don't know. Never hard enough to like hurt me. Or
sorry,
anything.
I'm trying to fix your camera is down, and I was trying to fix it, but.
Way to call attention to
you
it on the show.
You suck
bro.
At moving the show forward.
Way
so
to call attention to
I
it.
I have to. I can't fix it and do this and at the same time. I'm sorry.
Well, people don't need to see me. It's okay.
We're talking about infants and toddlers. I say you could probably smack them both. And I think that just cognitively.
Shoot those ones, whatever.
Cognitively, that's they just don't understand enough about right or wrong or punishment to benefit from being spanked. It doesn't matter, though. You don't have to know. Right and wrong. You have to know that I did a certain thing and it hurt when I did it. And then they will just not want to do that.
This is no.
You don't have to know anything about it. It's a behavioral response. It's not, you know, a cognitive, I know what I just did was wrong. You know, it's how you train animals, basically. You reward them when they do what you want them to, and then, you know, you discipline them or whatever, shock them and when they do wrong. That's all. And it works. That's basically what infants are. They're little fucking dogs that have no legs and just lay there and cry and shit themselves. That sounds like fun. Do you ever want to have kids, Tim? Timmy?
don't know, man.
Maybe one day.
I don't know, man.
Not right now.
I love that. I don't know, man.
Weren't you saying something about Dana, about someone being like, "Why aren't you having kids yet?"
Yeah.
Tell us about that so I can fix this fucking camera.
I don't really wanna. Okay, I have problems. I have endometriosis, and basically the only cure for that is to,
You have what?
Endometriosis.
Sorry.
Right. At least it's not a penis tumor. Anyway.
That's fine! At least my penis tumor can get removed easily and not have to have a hand up my ass.
At least it's endometriosis, I can still have sex!
I had sex earlier today.
With what?
My hand.
I thought so.
I'm gentle.
With the top part, and that's it.
That's all I need.
Whatever, you can't put it in a vagina.
I can put it in the fleshlight.
That's right.
Anyways, because the only real cure for that is actually having a radical hysterectomy, my brother's like, "Oh, you need to, you know, maybe you should think about having a kid, and, you know, Matt will make a great father, blah, blah, blah."
Keep in mind, this is your gay brother telling you you should have a kid. Like, right. Okay, kettle.
Okay, kettle. Yeah. He's gay, like flaming. But, I don't know, not really flaming. You can't really tell exactly.
You felt bad about that. I knew it. Like, as soon as you said it, you were like, "Oh, I'm a bitch."
Yeah, I was like, "Damn, it's my brother." Nah, he's a cool kid. Whatever. Anyway, he's gay, though. And I've known it since he was like 5, and he didn't admit it till he was like 17, but whatever. So
that's fine. Not like I'm keeping track or anything obsessively.
Whatever. Your phone lit up. You have a text message. You bad.
It's saying
fuck.
It's time for the jam. We'll just ignore it.
It is.
I hate you sometimes so bad. Sometimes I almost want to shoot you and kill you 3 times. Almost.
Just shoot me in like the arm or something so I can do like the dude from
Honestly, from dude, I can see maybe if you seriously just pissed me off, I could see shooting you.
Who,
like
me?
She does. But see, you're not like that. Like, I don't know, man.
I don't know. Anyway, my brother was lecturing me on, like, having children and saying that it would change my life and, you know, maybe it would better me and better you and because...
Hold on, me? Why am I getting dragged into this?
Well, because every time you go up to the house with my mom and dad and stuff, you act different. And every time I get the question, you know, what's wrong with Matt? Why is he being...
Are you serious?
Whatever, every single fucking time.
What's wrong with Matt?
Yeah.
Why?
And they're like, why is he so upset? What's wrong with him? I'm like, I don't really know. I'm like, I don't know.
Do I go up there in tears?
Kind of, man.
Mascara,
you're like, I just have to drive up that road. I don't know. I hate this place. And you just go up there in a bad attitude, kind of. And you know,
I'm sorry. I have to have surgery on my dick in like within the next month. I'm not that happy. I've never. Let me explain this to you. I've never, ever, ever had surgery in my life ever.
Hey.
Or broken bones. I don't do well with
pain. You
know
pain. What? Go
and
fuck
I,
yourself. I'm going to have stuff taken out.
But you
that
are.
You need.
You're familiar with pain. I am not. I am now because you are a pain in my ass. Yeah, come
just
on.
Just because I wasn't a fucking bitch when I grew up and I went out and hunted and did things and played fucking. Games.
I was loved, thank you. It's not my fault your parents didn't love you.
No, my parents love me. They just taught me how to fight.
Let's talk
too,
about your parents. I made a note last night while we were up at your parents' house.
Whatever.
Have you ever seen that A&E show Hoarders? Do you know what I'm talking about? Anybody? Anyone? Show of hands.
They're pack rats. Whatever.
Anyone
anyway.
Seen Hoarders? Basically, yeah, your mom, I don't think it's your dad so much.
No,
your
it's
dad
not. It's my mom.
Is normal for the most part, but your
my
mom.
My dad wants to burn everything in that other
right
room.
Right. And that's what your mom said. She's like, if it was up to him, we would have left all these boxes of stuff by the side of the road before we came up here.
Yep.
She's like, but no, I kept him. I know there's money in there somewhere. And that's exactly, I'm not making fun. Like, it's so funny to me that she's like that. Cause she
really does have some, like, very valuable stuff, which I'll give her credit on that. But there's a lot of shit, seriously, that she can get rid of.
But, like, what I'm saying is, right when she said that, I thought of the Antiques Roadshow. And
then
the next word, she's like,
Antiques Roadshow.
Like, on the Antiques Roadshow. Hoo-wee! And I'm like, oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, I know. Just don't talk to me about my parents, please. Anyway.
All right. Well, I just wanted to mention that your mom is a hoarder. And her mom also was a hoarder.
Yes,
not a whore, a hoarder. One who collects things. So you come from a long line of hoarders.
And I am not one.
You have hoarder blood running through you.
That's wonderful.
And I'm afraid of that a
little
bit.
My dad had hoarder blood running through him. His fucking mom was a hoarder from hell.
Your dad's a man. He fought the curse.
Well, I was raised by my dad. I fought the curse, motherfucker.
For dudes, it skips a generation. I don't know if you know that or not.
Okay, well, you know what? Guess what? I didn't fucking get that goddamn gene. Kiss my ass. I hoard cats.
I think...
That's about it.
Timmy! Do you remember that house by the airport?
I do.
And all the cats
all
we had?
All those cats and that dog.
Oh, man.
He won't let me bring home a kitten. And I saw pictures of that house. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Because I was high off my ass, like, the whole time
Ooh,
I lived
fuzzy
there.
Fuzzy things that purr. I want a lot of them.
It was so weird.
This
we would, like,
balls.
Take pictures of them and have, like, little kitten races and shit. We were fucking weird. I'm surprised you hung out with us, dude. We were weird.
But anyway, my brother tried to explain to me how having a child is a miracle, and I asked him what he meant. I'm like, Mikey, you do know that having a child is science, and that's pretty much what we were built to do.
Then Burrito says, you're going to be surrounded by boxes and cats full of stuff. I know. It's happening, too, ever since. Like, every time, about once a week, you'll come home, and there'll be more stuff. And it just gets thrown in the fucking...
It's food that I get.
No, I mean, like, stuff, though. Pots and pans and shit.
I use that.
Old Mac G3s. And
I leave those at the house. But, like, he's trying to explain to me how... he's like, well, if making a life isn't a miracle, then how do you explain the soul? Because the soul is a miracle. It's the spark that creates life in every human being. And I'm like, Mikey... You know I don't believe in that shit, right? Those are fairy tales, kid.
Maybe there's a soul or something of energy or something like that.
Yeah,
but
it's
who knows?
Like a
no
form
one
of
knows.
Energy or something. It's something that, it's something that
if,
will go on.
If
you, know,
you Timmy, would have taken better fucking notes
when
you
were
dead,
out.
You had three chances and you bring back nothing. The fuck?
Oh, no, man. I'm
you were there. You were fucking.
I know.
You were
three
fucking
times.
There. Three times, dude. I would have been like, you know, I think I'm probably going to stay here now. This is kind of nice. It's quiet. I like this. Can
yeah,
I go
Burger
back and
says,
get...
Burger says, Danny can have it when it's a kitten, and he gets it when it gets to cat stage.
Who? Him? Burger? You can have it.
No, I think he's talking about you.
We have a one cat rule here at any one given time. I have to have rules like that. Otherwise, you get cats everywhere. It's out of control. You've seen it.
I have.
Fucking nuts, dude.
Well,
it is.
A cat cornucopia.
I think you can live with two. No big deal.
Nah. Anyway. Not here. I'm not training.
I'll get a little one that doesn't grow very big because I had a lynx before or a minx, whatever. And it sat in the palm of my hand, full grown. That was the coolest thing ever. It was a perma kitten.
And then they get big and...
No. It was like a year and a half old, dude, and it sat in the palm of my hand.
If you can find a cat that stays a small kitten, I will get rid of this cat
and
you can
have it. No, you can't
get
rid of this cat, though.
Why? One cat rule, dude.
I like
sorry.
This cat.
See, this is why we don't break that rule. This is why.
I like
pretty soon,
this cat.
It's two, and then it's three, and then they get pregnant, and then it's like 12. And then you're like, fuck.
I won't.
My
get
house
12.
Stinks like cat shit and ammonia. Fuck.
I won't do that.
Now I'm a
I just
spinster.
Want a kitten. I don't know why.
Now I'm an old spinster, and I'm going to die in my 70s alone with cats all around.
Fine, I'll just get pregnant.
I will fucking kill you
I can't
and the
get
child.
Pregnant. It's cool. That's a joke.
I will shoot you in the stomach and kill both of you.
I think I'd kill myself.
So, anyway, before we got here, let's finish this up. Berlin and colleagues found that children who were spanked as one-year-olds tended to behave more aggressively at age two and did not perform as well as other children on a test measuring thinking skills at age three. So, if you... I think that has to do with, like, kids that are spanked more generally... Like, they see that happening, so they repeat it. You know, kids, like, when they see shit, they just constantly repeat it. So if they get spanked, they're like, I'm going to spank you now. And then, yeah. Sorry.
What?
You guys all had that look like, uh-huh. So,
oh, my God.
Although these effects were somewhat small, the study is just the latest of many supporting psychologists' advice against spanking. Still, some experts, like Matt from the Jam Hole, say spanking has a time and a place. Here we go.
Like in the middle of the supermarket down the cereal aisle when you're like, no, you cannot have the cereal with
when,
the fucking toy.
When you're at fucking Charlie Wong's trying to have a nice, quiet fucking chicken, or excuse my face, pork lo mein, no veggies, and
you
you're fucking kid is like, for like 20 minutes straight, and you're just sitting there like,
dude, I seriously got goosebumps. I looked at myself, I'm like, look at this shit, dude.
I hate that so bad. If you have screaming children like that, have the respect and courtesy to not go to restaurants. Cook at home. Cook them food. Like, be a mother. It's not a date. Your child is not a date, okay?
By the way, Burger, our number one stumbler guy.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
He says, I'm just going to stumble pictures of kittens to Matt now. No more naked pictures.
Appreciate that.
That means no more jerk bank stuff, okay?
I know. Daniel's
all going to the kittens.
Start a kitty bank, and it's not going to be vagina.
It's all going to be kitties.
It's going to be sad. So check this out. The new study focused on children from low-income families because prior research suggested that spanking is more common among them. Is that weird? Like, if you're poor, you're gonna probably get spanked more than if you're rich.
You beat the shit out of them.
Does that make sense? Like, you're low income family, and Dana, and you probably, and me, and we all got fucking spanked a bunch. But I also had friends that had, you know, rich parents and shit, and they got spanked too. So
no, my rich friends never got spanked, dude.
I can see maybe because low income, the parents have more stress, so they're more angry to begin with, and then the kid is like, "Man," she's like, "Dude," right in the face. Fuck. Yeah, dude. This may be because of the added stresses of parenting in a low-income situation. I called that shit. Fuck yeah. Her study found that about one-third of the one-year-olds and about half of the two- and three-year-olds had been spanked in the previous week, according to mother self-reporting to the researchers. At all three ages, African-American children were spanked significantly more frequently than those from white and Mexican-American, families. That's weird, huh? Maybe black kids get a little spanked a little more than white kids? Is that maybe why black kids are so angry and form gangs and shoot other
black kids? And maybe why they kill people over glasses of milk. Correct.
Yeah?
Correct.
LaBrina Brown was a black kid.
LaBrina Brown,
black
bitch!
Kid. An angry black child. She stabbed a dude, her grandfather, I believe.
Over a glass of milk.
Over a glass of milk.
Motherfucker, why you take that milk away? That's my motherfucking milk. Boom! You done.
That's how it went.
You bleed out like a bitch.
LaBrina Brown and now Timmy, you got shot over trying to drive the car. This world is effed, you guys.
Oh, it's so far.
You should probably just keep on spanking your kids, you know? If it ain't broke, don't fix it, know what I mean?
What?
I'm looking at you.
What'd you say? Don't fix it?
I said that's about all the time we have this evening. Are you good? I'm good? Do you have anything
Red
else?
Red Fox says she has boobs. Why did she kill someone over milk? Because she was like...
She didn't have those kind of
she
boobs.
She was young, dude. She was like, what, like 16, 17 years... No, she was like 17 years old.
16,
18,
I believe.
Something like that.
Maybe 17, yes.
And like her grandfather took away the milk... She was getting a glass of milk, and a grandfather took it away from her, put it in a baby
just
bottle,
search,
so he could feed it to a baby.
Search for LaBrina Brown, you'll find it.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say to your father, maybe, perhaps, or anyone else? The internet in general?
I'm good.
Nothing. Like,
not
fuck
like,
you,
go
dad.
Fuck yourself,
yeah, fuck
dad.
You, dad.
Fuck you, dad.
Next time I see you,
what's
you're
his
getting
name?
A fucking
Tim.
Couple bullet
Tim?
Holes.
Tim, fuck you. You ever shoot me again, I'll kill you. Huh?
Hello.
Watch your back, son.
Fucking A, dude.
Like you ever see me again.
You got anything you want to say? I forgot your name. What's your name?
Logan.
Logan, right. Do you have anything you'd like to say, Logan?
You can come to my mic if you'd like.
I have to say, Logan, you have been one of the better guests we've
seriously,
had.
Seriously, he has not tapped me, bugged him. No whispers, no background talking, no snickering and shit. I can pick up on the mic, just chilling.
You may be saying to yourself, like, that's weird. No, people actually have a hard time just sitting there
for
and being
reals,
quiet.
Dude, because they end up bucking up and they want to say something good, and they don't. They're like, man, I should have asked for a mic.
I saw him nodding and shit. I hear
you. Yeah.
I hear you.
Well, if you want to say something, you can come over here to my mic if you'd like to say hi.
Nope. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Thank you, Danny. For being here with me.
I'm always here. I live here, goddammit.
I'll see you in a couple. I'll see you in a couple days.
Right. I'll just. Yeah. Right.
For the next show.
So guess what? by the way.
What, by the way?
Dude, Monday, MDS is going to be here.
Yeah, he is, all the way from Florida to hang out for the week. And then Wednesday, there's a show. Monday, there's a show. There'll be a show Friday at Anna's, a live show. There won't be a show posted on the feed.
No.
But it will be filmed, and if you
We're
guys couldn't make it out, you can get a copy of it.
Dude,
when
Wednesday, it's going to be our, what, 249th episode? And then you know what? Nothing. For Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. And then Monday is going to be 251.
I don't know
what
you're talking about.
It's going to be a big gap.
Don't know what you're talking about.
People are going to be really worried about that. They're going to have to get this DVD we're going to put out just to see what happened on 250.
Oh, well, obviously.
Fucking for reals, dude.
Tim's going to get his dick wet by Ashley.
Fucking,
I'm going to make...
They called her Smashley in the chat. They're like, that should be her nickname, Smashley. I think it's because I think it's a car wreck pun.
I don't want to see, but I want you two to just tag team the fuck out of her and just wreck that ass.
She's sexually experienced, I can tell you.
Yeah, you deserve it. You guys both.
We used to kick it back in the day. She's
all right, well, thank you guys. Thank you, everybody, for being with us, episode 246. We will see you guys all on Friday.
Friday.
TheJamHole.com. Leave us a message, 406-204-4687, or email us info at TheJamHole.com. Everything's on the site. We got new stickers. If you guys want Jamhole Church stickers, I have them, but they cost money because they were mad expensive. So, they're nice vinyl. They'll last forever.
They are beautiful.
I'll post a couple pictures of them on TheJamHole.com/forums and the TwitPic account. But yeah, they are nice vinyl Jamhole Church stickers. Probably like
Wait to get my fucking car back so I can put one on it.
$3 each, unless you guys like live far away, then I gotta mail them. So probably just give me like $4 or $5 and you guys can. But they are fucking awesome. Thanks to German Bob for making those. And yeah, we'll see. Holy shit.
Y'all Friday.
Holy shit.
What are you doing? What's your problem?
Hold on.
Why are you freaking?
Hold on.
It's the end of the show.
Hold on.
Just end it. What the fuck?
Hold on.
Oh my
god! I
want
you all to hold on.
Ugh.
I'm lost.
You have to do this properly. Okay, ready?
Hirado Toy says end it!
Okay, goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.